The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's get to Would You Rather. First one from the headlines. Yesterday we had stories of a woman who was gored by a bison. And another story of a woman who, upon finding that the sheriff's department was there to evict her from her home, released thousands of bees.
Mm-hmm.
Owings, would you rather be gored by a bison or chased by thousands of angry bees?
Is it gored in the actual sense?
Yeah, is it poked at and bruised, or is it impaled with a horn?
Yeah, in this case, it said gored, but I don't believe she was impaled. So technically, she was charged and...
Because they have pretty short horns, I think, don't they?
Yeah. Maybe it just broke the skin enough for it to... Maybe you just need a technical couple of stitches or something.
I'm sure it hurt.
Liquid stitch could
do
you
good.
They weigh
like 2,200 pounds, so pretty good chance you get trampled. You don't know the outcome beforehand.
Oh, boy.
Do you get stung by the bees?
Presumably.
How long are you running for?
Till they stop stinging you, or you're dead.
Or you find a lake, like Looney Tunes.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then the bees
would
figure
out how to
go underwater.
Like those guys where there's probably a vehicle nearby. Can I jump into that?
Whatever you can do to get away.
I think I would take the bees.
I think I would too.
Bees all day.
Yeah, I think I would take the bees.
The bees are less likely to kill me.
Yeah, they're, you know, yeah, I think I would take that. And just hope that I could find something to jump into, whether it's a lake or a car or whatever, and then get the hell out of there.
Would you rather be able to eat free, Kelly, 3 times a year at a restaurant of your choosing, the same restaurant you pick at one time, but you can pick your favorite place, or any time you want for free at Burger King?
3 times a year at my favorite place.
Really? See?
I overdosed on Burger King in college. I don't think I can do it ever again.
Okay.
Can you repeat? It was 3 times a year at my favorite restaurant.
For free.
For free.
Or for
tip
free.
Tip included?
Yeah. You walk in, you eat, and you leave.
I got a card or something.
Drinks aren't included. Pay for that yourself.
No. That changes
just kidding.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
drinks included.
Whatever would be there if you went and paid for it yourself versus being able to eat at Burger King.
Oh, favorite restaurant.
Really?
I don't even know what it would be, but it would be one of... Like, maybe one of those...
Olive Garden?
Olive Garden's pretty good. It's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
But, like, the...
Family.
The steakhouses that we've gone to for radio trips.
Yes.
Where they just bring out
the Brazilian steakhouses?
Yeah, they just keep bringing out meat.
Fogo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then I can look forward to that for a couple of months.
And then recover for a couple of months from the meat poisoning.
Definitely that.
Crap.
And they're little pieces of bread that have the cheese in them. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Man,
it's
worth it just for that.
So good.
Okay, what if it wasn't, because you have a thing against Burger King, what if it was Wendy's?
I love Wendy's.
Yeah.
Wendy's. I mean.
Is that going to overwhelm
No, I think I'd rather have free Chick-fil-A anytime I want.
Yes.
I'm doing that.
Steve, Chick-fil-A or your favorite restaurant?
No, I'm not changing.
For real?
Those Brazilian steakhouses cost a bunch of money.
Yes.
And since you don't eat out that much anyway, certainly fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Howie, what are you picking?
That'd be a tough choice, but Chick-fil-A is not located anywhere near me, so I would never go probably. I'd never take advantage, so I'm taking the my favorite restaurant. Big high dollar. Does that include my whole party?
No, just you.
That's too bad for them.
Where are you going?
Yeah, what high-dollar restaurants out by you in the country?
Yeah.
Not that many, but if it's only 3 times a year, that's like, now you're making, like,
you can go to the big city for it.
Absolutely. Hells yeah.
Country Mouse going to see city, Mouse. We're going to eat the good cheese.
I'm putting on a suit and some fancy socks with my pants.
I saw myself a tall building and a taxi cab.
I'm getting some Wagyu beef or whatever, man. I am going to spend some dollars.
I like the idea that even though we work downtown, that Hot Wings is such a country dude from living out there, that he comes here and gawks up at the 7 and 8 story buildings that litter the downtown skyline.
You know, for only living about 15 miles away, it really is like two different worlds.
Yeah, I can relate.
It's really quite different.
These buildings are so big.
They are.
Chaos down here.
I just wish I could see the tops of some of them.
I got nowhere to plant my legume.
I bet everybody looks like ants.
Would you Steve, rather, for the next week, sneeze every 5 minutes or fart once every 10?
Oh, fart.
Really?
Yeah. Sneezing is so annoying. It's one of, like, it's one of those
People
things.
People are super into farts.
I mean, I'm not super into farts, but I'm more into farts than I am into sneezing.
Yeah, you got pants covering up your fart, at least. Mm-hmm. And if anything comes out, like, you got a shield. But with a sneeze, when it comes out, it's just all over your hands or your whatever's in front of you.
Yeah, and that's
your
and it can be really satisfying for, you know, like, if you have, like a trio, sneeze, 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 it's kind of satisfying. But I wouldn't want to sneeze every 5 minutes. Then it starts to get annoying. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God, stop. But farting, I'd probably fart every 10 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
My brother will do that thing where he sneezes in multiples.
Yeah.
Like, he'll do a dozen in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is the most annoying thing I've
ever. You get mad at him? Like, where, like, he's doing it on purpose?
I'll walk out of the room.
Do you get mad when I have those weird sneezes on the days I don't eat, like, around, it seems to be, like, around 8 o'clock, pretty regular, where all of a sudden I'm talking and then just my face explodes two or three times?
No, because that's pretty isolated. But if you did it, I would say more than three, we got a problem.
Yeah, I don't think Steve remembers this, but when
more than three,
and not for any bad reason. Like, we were just pre-gaming at my house before we went to a Greta Van Fleet concert, and I told everybody, if you make me do more than like a couple shots of vodka, I am gonna sneeze. And I forget, maybe it was me and Rachel. Or me and your boyfriend, Rachel. I was just doing shots of vodka.
No one was there.
I don't think I'd be surprised if
you were
doing vodka shots.
No, you weren't. You were drinking Crown. And I don't remember, but I told you, I was like, I'm going to sneeze. And I think I sneezed like 16 or 17 times. And Steve, you looked at me, you're like, I got to walk away from you. This is so annoying. I was like, I can't help it.
I believe it. I don't remember it, but I believe it.
Go get some vodka. I want to see this.
Oh, every time.
Three shots of vodka, sneeze for a half hour.
Steve
will be
like,
annoyed.
I'll quit.
15 to 20 times, and then I'll be fine.
Okay. How about this one? Hot wings.
Yes.
You have to stand in a filthy, hot, well-used porta potty for 1 hour with The Rock.
Oh.
Or. Cool. Take a 2-hour-long carriage ride to see Christmas lights in New York City with Kanye West.
Oh, that all day long.
Oh, gross.
I mean, it'd be crazy.
Do I have
but
a weapon
I don't
wanna,
on me? I mean, I like The Rock and everything, but I don't get that starstruck, and I definitely do not want to stand a foot deep in a porta john for
big
an
dude
hour.
Too.
You don't stand in the toilet.
Oh, I thought you meant like I was in it. Like, well, you're, it.
Well, no. Like, when you go into a porta john, you don't stand in the poop.
Oh yeah, but on this show, yeah, when you said that,
you don't.
Yeah, my brain went immediately to like I'm actually standing in the.
Well,
feces.
The Rock's big enough. One of you might have to stand in the feces.
I would just hug him the whole time.
It's
I would
hot.
Just cling to him.
Yeah,
I don't care. I've been in so many festival porta potties. It doesn't matter. I've seen the worst of it, and there's no way I'm sitting near Kanye West. Ain't no way.
Would that be the first time you were in a porta john where you knew the man's name?
Yeah, it would be.
Steve.
Kanye.
Would you?
Yeah, Kanye.
I think you'd get better stories.
Yeah, you'll have.
I mean, it would be, I'm sure it would get old real fast, but, you know, at least you're seeing those big buildings that we were talking about earlier.
Well, just.
Ooh,
they're
tourism.
Even bigger in New York City.
Yeah.
You have the family gathering story or the friend gathering story that will always top anyone else's.
Either one of those would top. I stood in a porta potty and held onto the rock for my dear life. Yeah.
Why?
An hour.
I had to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
My coworkers made me.
I think I would just get so tired of Kanye West talking because I'm already so tired of young Kanye before he started doing all this crazy stuff and racist stuff. I would absolutely, absolutely have hung out with young Kanye for sure, without a doubt. In the last 4 years, I'd like to shove him off of the earth.
Yeah. What if you were in the porta john with The Rock?
Wow.
Yeah, he should just get thrown, huh?
I know. Well, then he gets thrown forever because of gravity.
Yeah. What if you're in there with The Rock and he tells you, it's been my cheat day, drops his pants and says, if you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, no. See, that's a distinct possibility.
So you have to sit next to him and you're close enough to hear the crackle.
Nope, I would stand on his massive thighs and I would breathe out of that vent that's at the very top of every porta potty.
Like a high schooler smoking yeah. next to the window in, yeah. in their bedroom.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.